Okay. We have to talk about this more. But, so this is like super brisker day. Why do I say that? Because a brisker var typically has like two dinim, right? Two dinim, wow. Two dinim, we separate between two categories in the laboratory of lumdus. We get to say, well, this is that, and this is that, and it's wonderful. And it's really the height, the pinnacle of learning, to be able to understand that we're separating between categories and to label everything and understand the classified. Over here, we're going to deal with like five or six dinim. This is like brisker Torah on steroids. But it starts over here with a kasha that we asked yesterday on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said yesterday, if you remember, the sheet, that if you're not allowed to shef, or you're not supposed to shef, b'mechuba l'karka. To shef b'mechuba l'karka is no good. We derived it from the Pasuk. It's actually a machloikes between Rebbe and Rebbe Chia, but it's based on the Pasuk with regards to the Akeh, the Vayikach, Chesimachelos, Lishchot, that's Benoy, Avram Avinu picked up the knife in order to shech his son, with regard, and then he ended up shechting an aisle, even though the shechitas karbonos, as it says, we could derive from there shechitas kulin too. Has to be something you could pick up off the ground. That you have to pick something up off the ground. Rabbi Chia, here, this is now, this is a new sheet here. Yes, thank you. My phone? I got this sidetracked. So Rabbi Chia says, no, this is just talking about Avraham Avinu, how excited he was to do the mitzvah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it is not teaching us halacha with regards to shechita in general. And of course, Rabbi derived from here, no, you cannot shef mechuba, the pasuk is not just teaching us about how Avraham Avinu was so excited to perform the mitzvah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is in fact teaching us halacha with regards to shechita. Vayikach smachel slishas beno, it cannot be something which is mechuba l'karka. However, we saw yesterday that the Shulchan Aruch said, not only cannot be something that's mechuba l'karka, you can't shecht with the nail of not even a human being, which is mehukash lekarkos, you can't even shech with the nail of an animal. If you, for some reason, let's say, detach the arm or, you know, the leg of the animal and it has a nail that's protruding from it, you can't use that as a knife for shechita, or even if it's a live animal. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asked in that Shulchan Aruch, which was at the bottom of the sheet from yesterday, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked in the Shulchan Aruch, how could that be? Even though we have a Gemara Maseches Megillah over here that's in the sheet today, Oiz Beis, that Bnei Yodah Mahukshu L'Karkos, Avodah Mahukshu L'Karkos, they go and be Yerusha like real estate, so it's considered to be like Karka. However, behemoths are never like Karka. Animals are never treated like Karka. So how could it be? You cannot shech, even though you can't shech with Mechuba L'Karka, we're going to extend from there that you can't shech with a human nail. Because if it's attached to a human being, that's considered to be Mechuba L'Karka because of Adam and Bnei Yodah Mahukshu L'Karkos. What does that have to do with the nail of an animal? That was the kasher B'Kiva Eger asked on the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch. However, perhaps we could explain, and this is where Moshe Soloveitchik goes down this road, which is really, as we're going to see, opens up for us many, many different possibilities in terms of resolving other difficulties. But already, he perhaps resolves or suggests that the definition of karka in the area of one area of halacha is not the same as it is with regards to other area of halacha. So, yes, you're right. Bnei Adam lo hukshul karkos and behemos lo hukshul karkos. That's with regards to certain halachas. Has nothing to do with regards to shechita. And if you look over here already, this the beginnings of this teretz is found in the Tiferes Yaakov to Rav Yaakov Gesundheit, who writes nearly poshut. You don't have to be a brisker. The ein psul mechuba b'shechita tali b'mechuba l'karka. They're not the same. Mechuba l'karka is one, category, and mechuba by shechita is a different category. Dema inin mechuba l'karka l'shechita. For halimud mi vayikach as machelo shiyeh davar hanikach. The fact that we learn out vayikach as machelo shiyeh benoy, it has to be something which is possible to be taken, just means it's not attached to some anvil or something else which is preventing you from moving it to place to place. Mkeman nafkamina mechuba l'karka l'talush kol she'eino nikach. It has nothing to do with mechuba l'karka versus any mechuba l'karka. It has to do with nikach or not nikach. Vayikach as machelo shiyeh benoy. Umehai taima shein mechuberes v'tziporen mechubar gam kein pasul l'shechita ve'ein b'kol chai choshev k'karka. Even though, not every animal, or one could even debate whether Bnei Chorin are Hukshul Karkos, maybe it's only Avadim, it's only slaves, which go to Yerusha, but not free people. But either way, says Rav Yaakov Gesundheit, this has nothing to do with Mechuba L'Karka versus Ein Mechuba L'Karka in other areas of Halacha. All this has to do with this Nikach versus not Nikach, in order to conform, to satisfy the Pasuk, Vayikach HaSemachela Shlishko says Benoy, which is the whole source for this haracha. Raka tam de togosh. Okay, so we'll get to now how perhaps that might help us with the rest of the sugya. Okay, so we already have two categories here. We have karka versus is Togush min HaKarka. And then, you know, maybe Avadim Hukshul HaKarkos in that area. And then you have, that's the Dino Kareel estate. And then you have Shkita, which is an entirely different definition, which is, it has to be a Davar Anikach, not something which is Mechubar, which is still attached to something bigger, which prevents you from moving it around like a utensil, right? Like if you have a whole leg of an animal attached to it, that might be Eino Nikach. So that would be, you know, the definition of the Garsha Shkita, and therefore the two are not really the same. Rabbi Kiva Eger assumed they were all the same. A lot of yeshivish apilpo has to do with equating things that really don't belong together. That's what Purim Torah is all about. Purim Torah is not about making fun of people. Purim Torah is putting things together that really don't go together. So that's what happened over. I'm not calling Rabbi Kiva Eger Purim Torah, but that's what the Achrayim are using in order to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. How could it be you can't check with a nail that's attached to the leg of an animal? That's not an animal. Was never hukish l'karkos. The answer is that davar nikach with regards to shechita has nothing to do with karka and metalto and other areas of halacha. As we'll see, there's more than one definition of karka versus talush, mechubar versus talush. As we'll see, a lot of each area of halacha might have its own definition. So look over here. The Gemara says in Masechta Shvuos, this is where this halacha of avadim hukish l'karkos was really articulated, was with regards to shvua no. Because the Mishnah says, Masechta Shvuos, Eilu Dvarim Shein Nishbon Aleihen Avadim Hashtaros VaKarkos. These are the items you can't take a shvua about these items. Why not? Pasuk says in last week's parasha, Ki Teinisha Re'ehu, you give your friend something to watch. Klal, that includes everything. It's a broad statement. Kesef or Kelim Lishmor, I gave him money or utensils to watch. That's pretty specific. Lishmor, cause of a klal, to watch. That's pretty broad. Klal, Pratu, Klal, Iyat Hadon El Kein HaPrat. So since we have a klal part of klal, we only derive things that are similar to the prat. Ma haprat mefurish davar metalta v'gufa mamon af kol davar metalta v'gufa mamon. In order to take a shvuah about it, like a shvuah hashoymerim, it has to be something which is movable, metaltoin, as opposed to karka. There's no shvuah, shvuah hashoymerim and karka. It's not kesef or kelim. Yatsu karko shein metaltoin. Yatsu avodim shukshul karko. So you cannot take a shvuah. And karka, you cannot take a shvuah. And avadim are hukshul karkos. V'snachotem osam v'bnechem acharechem. There's just a chuzah, it goes b'yerusha, just like real estate. So too, avadim, there's no shvuah, just like real estate. Okay, so where do we have this halacha? That, you know, the difference between karka and metaltolin, real estate versus movables with regards to shvuah. Similar halacha with regards to oinah. Says the Gemara Masechta Bava Metzion and Bava Mabez. Eilu dvarim she'en lahem oinah. These are the things for which there's no overcharging. Doesn't necessarily mean you won't be penalized for overcharging. If you charge someone for a piece of real estate which is really worthless, right, and I charge him an arm and a leg, so that's you might have violated the iser of oinah. But in terms of the consequences of oinah, that the sale goes back or you have to pay back that which, you know, you overcharge, that doesn't apply to avadim, to shtaros, to karkos, or to hekdesh. How do we know this? This Tanur Rabbanan. The pasuk says, when you sell something to your friend, or you buy something from your friend. Buy something from your friend means it is a commodity, something which you're trading, something which I'm giving from hand to hand. And you see that it has to be something which can be picked up and given to someone else. It has to be something which is metalto and is movables. So this excludes real estate, which is not nikne miyad liyad, or no son liyad miteka, and it excludes avadim, which are hukshul karkos. Okay, so oinah and shvua, there's a difference between karka and metaltoin. However, the problem is, the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, I think we must have seen this last year, has a whole discussion, Bava Kama was last year, right? Has a whole discussion about whether or not avadim are treated like metaltoin or they're treated like karka with regards to kinyan agav, which is the kinyan that if I make a kinyan on one item, agav that, meaning along the way, you know, b'derech agav, I can be kind of other things too. If I am, which is one of the kinyanim we use for mechiras chametz, we sell the house, and then we sell the place of the chametz. You don't sell the whole house. We sell the place of the chametz, and then the guy is kind of the chametz agav. Why is mechiras chametz so complicated? Mechiras chametz is so complicated because we do so many kinyanim. Every kinyan we have in our bag of tricks and our quiver of kinyanim. Nice phrase, quiver of kinyanim for Twitter. Twitter moment, quiver of kinyanim. But in our quiver of kinyanim, everyone knows what a quiver is?
Yeah, it's a pack of sticks.
pack of...
Oh, is that like the thing for arrows?
Arrows, yeah. My bag of tricks, like a quiver. Anyway, that's where, you know, Robin Hood would keep his arrows. So everything we have in our bag, we throw at this Mechiras Chametz. Why not? Why? Because of the Machlekes in the Gemara, which Kenyan is kind of Midai Raisa? Is it Kesef or is it Meshicha? Kesef or Meshicha? So we're going to give the guy, and it's a Machlekes out of Paskin. And whatever Kenyan works for Jews, the other Kenyan works for Goyim. We have one Kenyan and they have another Kenyan. So it's a Machlekes whether Midai Raisa Moos Konos. Is Kenyan Kesef Daraisa when it comes to Jews? In which case, what is the only Kenyan that works for Goyim? Meshicha? Or is it that, no, Meshicha works for Jews and what works for Goyim is Kenyan Kesef? Big Machlekes. So we're going to be kind of, the Goy will be kind of our Chametz with Kenyan Kesef. However, there's many Rishonim who hold that, no, Kenyan Kesef works between Jews. What works between Goyim or between a Jew and a Goy is Meshicha. The problem is the Goy is not going to our house and picking up all of our Chametz. If he would, we wouldn't have a problem. But that's a big Tircha for him to go to everybody's house in the community and pick up the Chametz in order to be kind of it. So therefore, we're in order. Huh? In order, so we do every other Kenyan that's available. The Shai was, is Khalip in a Kenyan Dairaisa? Is it not a Kenyan Dairaisa? Is handshaking a Kenyan Dairaisa? Is not a Situmta? Is that a Kenyan Dairaisa? Is not? Is Kenyan Agav a Kenyan Dairaisa? A Kenyan not? So we do every Kenyan that we have and hope that, you know, something sticks. So one of the Kenyan that we throw at the guy is the Kenyan Agav. He rents the space where the Chametz is and then he's kind of the Chametz Atu, you know, Agav, the Karka. And we hope that that works. So he purchases the chametz with one kinyan kesef, and then we do kesef again on the place, and agav that, he hopes to be kind of the chametz. Either way, that's kinyan agav. But kinyan agav only works for karaka, meaning anything, when I'm kind of kinyan karaka, I can be kind of movables together with the real estate. However, I cannot be Kona Kenyan Agav with movables, meaning I can't have movables on top of movables. I can't have a book on top of the shtender. I'm Kona you the shtender, Makri you the shtender, and then you get the book too. Doesn't work. It has to be real estate. Together with the real estate, Agav, you can be Kona other things also. That's why our guy that we always sell with, I always do my first comments to me. We were together with like 40 or 50 rabbis. So the guy who we use, John Brown, usually live and be well. So John Brown is a real estate guy, so we will always makes a big deal. Oh, we'll be a kind of real estate, John. This is your field, anyway. Okay, makes him feel good. A kitzamaisa, so you could be kind of kinyan agav movables together with real estate. So the Gemara is a shaila: are avadim real estate or are avadim movables? Meaning, if the eved is holding something and I make a kinyan on the eved, can it be kind of the movables together with the eved, or can it not be kind of the movables together with the eved? A whole shaila over there. What's the status of avadim? A big back and forth in the Gemara. So Fractai says, how can it be a back and forth in the Gemara whether Avadim have the status of real estate or the status of movables, Karak or Metaltuin? We have Gemaras and Shvuas, Gemaras and Bav Metzia, that Avadim hooks you the Karkos. You cannot take a Shvu on an Eved, you cannot, there's no Oino when it comes to Avadim, that, you know, the sale wouldn't go back, even if you overcharge for the sale of a slave. So why is it that when it comes to Kenyan Agav, all of a sudden now, we have a big debate whether Avadim have the status of Karak, they have the status of Metalto, and we already established this in other areas. So Tysus already asked this question, Av Agav, to become a Duchten Ashkan and Karkoi dummy, even though with regards to other areas, we've established that he has the status of Karak, of real estate, and in Shvua, and no, Agav is only a Kenyan Midrabanan. And when it comes to Dinim Midrabanan, that's what we're asking. Is it the same? That's a very unsatisfying answer. Because many hold Kenyan Agav is Dairaisa too. And even so, it's just like, well, why should we distinguish between Dinim Darabanan and Dinim Dairaisa? If Avadim are Karka, there should be Karka both for Dinim Dairaisa and Dinim Darabanan. If they're not, they shouldn't be for either. So the Rashbam, the Nemuka Yosef, and the Ravid all distinguish between these two areas of Aloha. They say, no, they're not the same. Shvua and Oino depend on real estate versus movables, right? And it could be Avadim have the status of Karka, real estate. Kenyan Agav has nothing to do with real estate. It has to do with what will the person who's acquiring the item rely upon. Meaning, what is a reliable asset versus a non-reliable asset? I could be Kona unreliable assets together with a reliable asset. So anything that moves is typically not a reliable asset because... it could be here today, gone tomorrow. That's why the same discussion with regards to Kenyan Agav is the same discussion Gemara has with regards to Shibuda Dairaisa. Meaning when I take out a loan, and I make collateral, I put up collateral for the loan, right? So that, even if I don't establish it as a collateral, there's a lien on all my properties towards this loan, as it's understood. Even if I sell those properties, the bank could come and collect them. That's what's known as shibud karkos. Right? There's a lien on the properties. Is there shibud on metaltolin? Let's say I had a MacBook when I took out a loan, and then I sold my MacBook on eBay in order to hack it for the cash. Can the bank go and reclaim the laptop? Because they said we had a prior lien. No, there's no liens on laptops. There's liens on properties. There's no liens on commodities. I don't know whether legally there is such a lien. And I look, there isn't. Why not? The answer is because the Baal Chayv is not soymech das on a laptop. It could be here today, gone tomorrow. Properties, buildings don't go anywhere. So that's a reliable asset versus an unreliable asset. Now, typically, real estate is the most reliable asset. And things that move are not reliable assets. So typically these categories would coincide with one another, karka versus metallic, real estate versus movables. But one of the differences might be avadim. Avadim are real estate. They go be Yerusha. Can't take a shvua. There's no onah, but it's not a reliable asset because it could be here today, gone tomorrow. So with regards to Kenyan Agav, with regards to Shibu Nechasim, when it comes to collecting a loan and liens on properties, it could be avadim will not have the status of karka. They're not the same. So look over here. Says the Rashbam. Somebody asked a question? No. Says the Rashbam the following. Dinihide iskish le karkos. Even though avadim are considered to be karka, v'snachal tem, that's only for things that depend on real estate versus movables. There's no shvua, there's no onah. With regards to liens on properties, that when I take out a loan, there's a lien on everything that I own, and then I sell it, the bank could come and collect. That's only by things that are reliable assets. Slaves, the avodim have the status of unreliable assets. They don't get lost and they don't move. Therefore, there's no lien on avodim because the Baal Chayv never had in mind the avodim when he gave out the loan. It's only the things that he was relying upon. He probably wasn't relying upon the avodim. And the same is true with regards to Kenyan Agav. Kenyan Agav means I'm going to make a reliable Kenyan, a reliable item, and then together with that, I'll be going to, you know, throw something in too, right? But on an unreliable Kenyan, but unreliable item, unreliable asset. But Kenyan Agav doesn't depend on karka versus metaltolin, real estate versus movables. It depends on reliable assets versus unreliable assets. They're really not the same. The Mukhe Yosef also makes this same distinction. Look over here. With regards to many halachas, they are like karka. Since they move, they're a little bit, you know, different. See, what he means is, even though in other areas of Allah have the status of karka, perhaps not here, because that's not what the malva, that's not what the lender has in mind. Because the guy could move them. He can hide them in the Caymans, right? Dumyo de metaltoin, just like movables. So too with regards to Kenyan Agav, with regards to liens on properties, these are unreliable assets versus reliable assets. The Ravid makes the same distinction in somewhat of a different formulation. He says they're not the same. He doesn't give you, you know, the nuts and bolts of it, but he says they're not the same. So Soloveitchik makes this point in the name of his father, again, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that it's not only, right, we already had two categories. We had karka and metaltolin, or mechubala karka versus toshmina karka. Shechita has nothing to do with that. What does shechita depend on? Whether it's a dover anikach. Can I move it around easily like a knife? Aikach is machelos, lushka that's benoit. It's nothing to do with attached to the ground. So if it's attached to an animal, it's not a dover anikach. Different category. So too now, we already distinguished even within karka metaltolin between two different categories. There's karka metaltolin, real estate and movables, and now we have reliable assets versus unreliable assets. Nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis and nechasim sheyem lehem achrayis. Nechasim I can track down and nechasim I cannot track down. So that's what Soloveitchik makes this point in the Masorah Journal put out by the OU. The shnei musagim nefradim heim over here ois test. Hamusog, the idea, the category, shall karka benigul metaltolin, that's one category, movables versus real estate, but musog shall nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis benigul nechasim sheyem lehem achrayis. There's nechasim I can track that, I can rely upon, and there's unreliable assets. V'chi aminin d'avodim hukshul karkos hanu dafke eich l'adin anog b'karko tol b'meshik yesh kol v'shem karko. So if it depends on real estate, da'av avodim nidoinim ki hu yesh v'malayim shem karko. And Evan has a shem karko, limroi, smashim yitzis metalto maybe, even though they do move. Avod heikosh adin anog b'karko b'nei shem nechasim yesh makhrayis, where it's a din like liens on properties, like kinyan agav, that depends on being reliable assets, v'nei mekein amava batuach. who begliyas chayvoy, the malver trusts that he's going to be able to get it. Muslik ze eino over lavodim. This concept is not extended to slaves. Mikoyach hekesh na fiul bekarka mamish eitzvarim chein lehem achrayis. Even within real estate itself, there could be something that has no achrayis, which we'll get to in a second. Okay, so we already have now another distinction between categories. Yeah. Let's see. We're going to distinguish further. We're going to distinguish between these two categories in another way. What if you have things that are attached to the ground that are unreliable? What could I have attached to the ground that's unreliable? That I could have real estate that's unreliable. Where is real estate that's unreliable? Where is the ground going? David Copperfield or something. He's going to make it disappear. What?
Near the water.
Water is interesting. Interesting. You're a global warming guy already, so I think that Manhattan's going to get swallowed up by icebergs. No, that's not the Rishonim discuss the following. The Gemara discussed the following situation. What if I have grapes that are only made to be picked? Is that karka? Is that metalton? Can you take a shvua on fruit that is currently attached to the ground, which could be considered real estate, but will ultimately be picked? So the Gemara here in the Sanhedrin is a machlokes about that, called anavim ha'omdim libatzer. Grapes that are about to be picked, are they kibitzuras damyon? Are they already as if they're picked and there's no shvua on grapes that are still attached to the tree? Because in the end of the day, they're going to be picked? Or do we say, lav kibitzuras damyon? Right now, they're attached to the tree and there's no shvua on grapes. Just like there's no shvua on karkas. It says the Gemara. Let's say a person says, claims from his friend, you owe me 10 vineyards of grapes. And he says, no, I only owe you 5. What do we call that? Moed b'mitzas. He is partially concedes to the claim. What is the halacha of Moed b'mitzas? That is one of the instances where you have a shvua d'oraisa. Shvuas hashayimrim, shvuas Moed b'mitzas. Two shvuas you have d'oraisa, shvuas pikadon. There are a few shvuas that are d'oraisa. Most are only the rabbanim. You have a shvua d'oraisa, a Moed b'mitzas. He partially concedes to the claim. But there's no shvua on karka. So what do we say here? A guy claims you owe me 10 vineyards. I concede I owe him 5. I give in to partially to the claim. Moed b'mitzas. Do I take a shvua or not? That's the shaila in the Gemara. So the Chachamim say, "Hago Amrim Eino Chamesh Rabbi Meir." On the second line of Gemara Sanhedrin Tesvavim and Alfred Meir Machayev, the Chachamim Amrim Kol Machubel Karka Reiv Karka. It's attached to the ground. There's no shvua on karka. No shvuas moed b'mitzas on being moed on half the vineyards. V'Amar Rabbi Yois, Rabbi Chanina, Banavim Ha'endim Libatzar Askina. We're talking about grapes that are aimed to be picked. Mar sova kibitzuris damyan. One holds it's as if they're picked. Mar sova lav kibitzuris damyan. It's not as if they're picked. Okay, machloek is whether or not it's oime to be picked or not oime to be picked. Do we treat it as kaka or do we treat it as metalton? Frek taisis akasha, though we have a problem. Because the Gemara says, Mesechtus Ksubis, that there is a lien on grapes that are attached to the ground. Meaning, if when I took out a loan, I had a field that was full of grapes, right? And they're still attached to the ground, I had a vineyard. The bank, and then I sold it, the bank has a lien on those grapes. How could it be? How could it be? There's a lien on them. It's a machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether anavim ha'imdim libatzer, kibitzuras damyon, not kibitzuras damyon. Do they depend on karka? Are they treated like karka? Are they treated like metaltolin vis-a-vis shvua? How could it be that there's a lien on these grapes? Kozman, they're attached to the ground, and if I sell it, then I took out a loan, and there was a lien on the property, and the bank has, and then I sell it, the bank can come and collect not only the property, they collect the grapes too. How can it be they collect the grapes? It should be dependent on my flakes, or Meir and the Chachamim. So Tosfos says, over here in the last line of Oz Yud, Yeshloimer, the Gabi Balchoiv Moide, the Lo Gabi Midover Oimer, the Gazi Lo Sam Chadai. I'm sorry, it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. The Balchoiv cannot collect from the grapes. Oh, I'm sorry, I said it backwards. The Balchoiv cannot collect from the grapes. So Tosfos says, why? But there's one opinion that is treated like karka in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin vis-a-vis Shvua. So why shouldn't it be treated like karka in terms of Balchoiv as well? Tosfos says, because a Balchoiv never trusts that the grapes will be there. They're movable. They're non-reliable assets. So even though they are stationary now, right? They're attached to the tree, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, right? Chachamim, there's no Shvua. It's treated like karka. There's no lien on them. You know, for collecting a Balchoiv, you wouldn't be able to be calling a Kinyan Agav these grapes because they're not reliable assets. They could be easily be picked and removed. So even though the Chachamim normally don't subscribe to that svar of Kol Ha'omid Libatzik Kibtzuras Damyan, and Ha'omid Libatzik Kibtzuras Damyan, they're treated like Karka, they're not treated like Metaltoin. When it comes to Balchoiv, it depends on reliable assets or unreliable assets. These are clearly unreliable assets. So okay, so now we have, just to sum up, right, we have a few distinctions. We distinguish between Talosh and Mechubar versus when it comes to Shechita, you know, I'd say we have, it depends on Davar HaNikach versus, you know, something which is not Nikach. So even if it's attached to an animal, a nail, it could be not a Davar HaNikach, would be no good for Shechita. When it comes to Karka versus Metaltoenu and Shvua and Ainah, Behema would never be, you know, Karka. It's always Metaltoenu. But then even within Karka Metaltoenu, we distinguish between Nechasim Sheyesh Lamachrais versus Nechasim Sheyein Lamachrais versus Karka and Metaltoenu. And Shvua and Ainah depend on Karka Metaltoenu, real estate versus movables. But Balchov or Kinyan Agav depend on reliable assets versus unreliable assets. You could have something which is karka, which is unreliable, like the grapes that are made to be picked. What about in Hilchos Shabbos? You're not allowed to pick things from the ground. Would anybody say, according to the Rameyer, that anavim ha'imdim libatzik abtsuras damin, and you could take a shvua on grapes as long as they're attached to the ground, since they're only made to be picked? Would anybody say that you could pluck, you know, could cut nails on Shabbos since they're only made to be cut? Would anybody say on Shabbos you could pick grapes from a tree because it's the harvesting season? And according to Reb Meir, it's metaltoin, and there's a shvu d'iraisa on grapes, because anavim ha'imdim libatzik abtsuras damin. Would anybody say you could pick these kinds of grapes on Shabbos? Says Tosfos and Bava Metzia, absolutely not. Chas v'shalom. V'af agav de pligi hakol inyan Shabbos, moidu kuli alma delav kibitzuras damian. Oh, no, definitely not with regards to Shabbos. So you see, Shabbos is a different definition. Shabbos vis-a-vis koitzer, cutting things off from the ground, has nothing to do with whether it's kark or metaltoin, has to do with whether or not you're being oiker dover migidulo. Are you taking something from the place and where it's growing? And here you are taking something from the place in which it grew. It doesn't have to be karka either, right? If you pluck hairs from from someone's head, that's goizes. So something to suggest maybe it's kaitzer. Maybe you could even have kaitzer with regards to human beings. It has nothing to do with necessarily karka versus metalton. It has to do with oiker davar migidulo, picking it from the place where it's growing. Picking it from the place where it's going. So those two halachas are also separate. Now we have another fifth, right? A fourth category. We have shechita was one thing, karka metaltoin was another thing, nechasim sheyesh lamachrais was nechasim sheyein lamachrais, reliable assets, unreliable assets. Now we have a fourth thing. Shabbos is oiker davar migidulo. So talush and mechubar doesn't mean attached and unattached. You know, or it's not, it doesn't mean the same thing in different contexts. Here, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it means oiker davar migidulo. You're taking it away from the place and where it grew. What if it's not attached to the place where it grew, but it is deriving nutrition from the ground? The Gemara believed that when things... I think that scientifically there is this thing, because we discussed once, that there's gases come out of the ground, which cause plants to grow. So even if something is hanging over the ground, if it's unobstructed, the plant will gain nutrients from the ground. Nitrogen or something, I don't know, comes up to the plants and helps it grow. So it's not attached to the ground, it's not mechubar, and it's not oiker davar migiduloi, it's not, growing from the ground right now, but it is drawing nutrients from the ground. So is that considered to be attached to the ground or not? The Gemara seems to imply it's not attached to the ground. It's already tolush, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Hayamuna chagabi karka, I have a plant that's sitting on the ground. Ve'ni chagabi yisedos, I pick it up and I put it on like those planters, right, that have the circle, and I put the plant in the middle. So there's nothing obstructing between the plant and the ground, but it's above the ground. So the Gemara says, "Mechayim mishum toilesh." And if it was sitting in one of these planters, and I put it down on the ground, "Mechayim mishum noteya," "Mechayim for planting." So you see, even though it's drawing nutrients from the ground, that's not considered to be mechubar for Shabbos. And if it is, and if you pick it up off the ground, even though it still is drawing nutrients from the ground, that's considered to be toilesh. However, when it comes to Truma and Meiser, different definition. Says the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Truma, Salacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam says, if I have an odd look at the second line, if I have a tree, which is on the border between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, and the root of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael, but the knife, everyone knows what knife is the branches of the tree. Yeah, nof could be a view. Yeah, hard nof, right? But the nofai, the branches, the fruits are growing in Chutz La'aretz. So are the fruits that are growing in Chutz La'aretz considered to be Truma, they chayv in Truma and Maaser? Are they Paris Chutz La'aretz or are they Paris Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, we follow where the fruits are because they're drawing nutrients from the ground of Chutz La'aretz, not Eretz Yisrael. So what do you see when it comes to Truma and Maaser? It doesn't depend on where it's growing, makom gidulo. It depends on where it's drawing nutrients from. And if the fruit on top of the tree is drawing nutrients from below, from the ground of Chutz La'aretz, because it's hanging over the ground of Chutz La'aretz, and therefore the gases that come up and hit the fruits, that's like drawing nutrients from Chutz La'aretz. So that's considered to be as if it's growing Peiros Chutz La'aretz. So you see, when it comes to Truman Maizu, it doesn't depend on makom gidulo, where it's growing. It depends on Yinikam and Akarka. Where is it drawing nutrients from? So if it's drawing nutrients from Chutz La'aretz, it's a Peiros Chutz La'aretz. If it's drawing nutrients from Eretz Yisrael, it's Peiros Eretz Yisrael. So again, you see, again, even within Ochel Shabbos, Shabbos is not the same as Karka Metaltoin. Not the same as the Chaz Rishayish HaMakrayis, the Chaz Rishayish HaMakrayis. It's the Oiker Dover Migiduo. You're picking it out of a place where it's growing. And even within that, Truman Meister is different. Truman Meister depends on where it's being Yoinek from. Where is it drawing its nutrients? Shabbos depends on where is Makom Gidulo. Where is the place where it's growing? So every area of Halacha seems to have its own definition. So this is going to help us with the hemshech of the sugya. When it comes to talosh ulubesayv chibra, look over here. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Let's get back to the Gemara. Period on Tezayim and Aleph. Pshita li talosh ulubesayv chibra leinin avodas kachavim havi talosh. What is talosh ulubesayv chibra? It was detached and I reattached it. So when it comes to avodas zarah, cannot apply to something which is attached to the ground. Let's say I bow down to a hill. Ooh, the holy hill. So then that is not, doesn't become usser. If I bow down to the shtender, and I have in mind the avodah zarah, not because I something dropped underneath the shtender and I bow down in order to get it, but I bow down because I think the shtender is somewhat holy, so then the shtender becomes usser. But if something is attached to the ground, no, because the pasuk says, yidbak biyad kol ma'uma min acherim. You're not supposed to take anything in your hand from something which was bowed down to, which was made into an avodah zarah. So it has to be something that is movable, right? Not attached to the ground. If it's attached to the ground, it cannot become avodah zarah. So mishtakave, what about if it's talosh ulosayv chibra? What if it was detached from the ground, now attached to the ground? Like what, a house? A house. A house is built from Home Depot stuff, right? And then I attach it to the ground. So if I bow down to a house, many people worship their houses, so I bow down to the house, will the house become asabahana, like avodah zarah, or not? That's considered to be detached from the ground and can become asur b'hana. He bows down to the house, it becomes asur. If you would think it would be attached to the ground, the gods come to the mountains cannot be made into gods. Because it's not below yidbak b'yorcham u'umim min acherim. Muhammad to the mountain, right? Not the mountain, to Muhammad. You can't turn the mountain into Muhammad. Elohaharim Elohim. What about Linyan Heksher Zroim? Now, what is this talking about? This is talking about if you have water which was detached, or water that was drawn, in order to wash fruits, then those fruits are considered to be finished fruits, and they are Roy Lekabel Tuma. But if I drew the water, I detached the water, not for the purpose of washing fruits, for some other purpose, then that's not considered to be detached, and the fruits that are washed would not be considered finished products, would not be able to accept Tuma. So it depends why I detached the water, why the water is here in the first place. So says the Mishnah, Maseches Machshirin, HaKayfe Ka'ara O HaKayso B'Shvil Shetudach. What if a person puts a plate over the wall in order so that it should become washed? So then the water that touches it was detached in order to wash things. So if the fruits, get washed by this water as well, there will also be royal kabel tumah. If I do it not in order to wash the utensil, I do it in order to protect the wall, einan b'chiyuton. The first case was washing the plate. The second case is protecting the wall. Because I didn't do it to what I do it. Why is the water here? In order to protect the wall, then that's not detached in order to wash things. And if it would wait to wash the fruits, it wouldn't be kiyutan that I put the water here, having a mind to wash the fruits. Haguva kasha. Do you have contradictory implications? If I'm coming to wash the plate, then the water is detached for the sake of washing something. Then if we later will wash the fruits to be royal kabel tumah, habishvil sheyudach hakoyso. What if it's in order to wash the wall? Ain't a bechiyutan. It's only if it's to wash the plate, not to wash the wall. V'hagar tani. But then you said the other extreme. If I did it to protect the wall, It's not detached for the sake of washing. That's not water that can be royal, you know, can be marshal the kapotum. If I did it in order to wash the wall, I raise it b'chiyutan. That would be detached for the purpose of washing, and it would be royal kapotum. So Amar Belazar Tavra Misha Shanazul or Shanazul. You're right there, contradictory, and the one who taught one is not the one who taught the other. With Papa Amar no, Kula Chada Tanahu, they're all one Tana, we can resolve them. One wall is talking about it was never detached. We're talking about a cave. Oh. So if you intend to wash the cave wall, that was always Makubala Karka. It wasn't Tolo Shuba Sofikibar. It wasn't made from Home Depot stuff. It was made from like Flintstone stuff, right? So it was never detached. Oh. So then the water that's coming to wash it is going to be washing the Karka. That's not considered to be detached water. For later touch the fruits, it won't be Mashal and Makabal Tumma. This is talking about a wall that was detached and then later attached. If you're there to wash the wall, talush ubisof chibar, when it comes to the heshtal kapal tuma, is considered to be, you know, talush. If I put a plate on top of the wall in order to wash the plate, I raise a bechiyuton. If I did it to wash the wall, ain't a bechiyuton. So then that's not considered to be detached for the sake of washing something that's detached from the ground. That's only if it is a wall of a cave, of a b'kaiso binyan, if it's the wall of a house, b'shvil shalo yilka ha'kaiso, and I didn't, if I do it in order to protect the wall, who ain't b'chiyutan, ha'b'shvil shayudak ha'kaiso ha'reze b'chiyutan. Okay, so what do we have over here? When it comes to avodah zarah, talush l'b'sof kibar, what happens if you bow down to the house? Is it talush or is it mechubar? What do we say? If you bow down to the house, asro. Talush, Ulubasov Chibar, is Talush. What about when it comes to, right? Is that the case? Yeah? Am I misstating it? Pshidu li Talush, Ulubasov Chibar, Lini Avedis Kacham, Havi Talush. What about Lini Hekshu Zroim? Is a Machlek is Tanoim? Then the Gemara resolves, no, everyone agrees Talush, Ulubasov Chibar also is Talush. By Rava, Rava asked, Talush, Ulubasov Chibar, Lini Shkita Mai. What's the halacha with regards to talushu b'shoif chibra when it comes to shkita? Meaning I have a knife that was detached and I later reattach it. My tashma hayetzra or tzor yotz min hakoiso, I have a stone sticking out of the wall. Oshe kana oilem eilav, or I have a bamboo stick sticking out of the ground. V'shacha boi shkita sapsulo. That's no good. That's like shechting with a wall, shechting with a reed that's still in the ground. Hakum mayazkina b'koiso ma'ara. That's only if it's sticking out of a wall of a cave or was never detached. You're right, because it says it's similar to a reed which was never detached. Mami, no, you see, from here, if it was detached, then Talush Ubasov Kibar, even though I later attached, we have the status of Talush. Tashma, not sucking with Kaisim Shachaba, Shkitosik Shera. If I stick a knife into the wall and later shacked with it, it is kosher. So you see, Talush Ubasov Kibar is Talush. Shiny sock in the wall, Mavato. You know, maybe that's different because the sock never becomes part of the wall. If it would be Mavato in the wall, maybe even Talush Ubasov Kibar would be Kibar. Tashma b'mechubal akarka shkitasak sheira. If it's attached to the ground, your shkita is good. How can it be good? It's attached to the ground. Dilma perusha kamefarishka my mechubal akarka sak in the lo mavatoet. No, it means something that I put into the wall, but it wasn't mavatoet. Okay, so what we have over here in the Gemara is suffik talosh u'basar chiba. When it comes to shkita, is that talosh or is that mechubal? When it comes to avodah zarah, was detached from the ground, later attached to the ground like a house, everyone agrees it's talush. When it comes to Hekshu Zorim, the Gemara seemed to conclude it was like talush. It's like it's detached from the ground. What if I have a knife that was detached from the ground, I later reattach it to the ground, is that talush, is that mechubar? Seems to be a debate in the Gemara, it's an Ibai de la Yivshita. How do we paskin? Look over here, it says the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Rambam. Ayis Yudzayim. Hashaykhi b'davar ha-mechubar l'karka oy l'guf. You sect with something that is mechubar, right, to a body or to the ground, shitas psula. Ubitolosh min hakarka b'sof chibroi b'karka lo yishkoit. But, im shachat shitas akshera. Says the Rambam, is dino kitolosh. So he treats it like avodah zarah, he treats it like hechsher kelim, hechsher oichlim. The Rambam says, tolosh b'sof chibroi was detached from the ground, and later attached it, it's tolosh. You can shecht with it. You can shaft with it. What's the problem? Problem is over here. Look in Hilchos Me'ila. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ila, Perakei, Me'ila, Lachahei. Ein me'ila ela betolvish min hakarka. There's only me'ila with things that have been detached to the ground. Aval hanani bekarka asma b'mechubar lo lo mo'al. There's no me'ila. Me'ila, of course, is something which belongs to Hekdesh that I later used. It's like stealing from Hekdesh. It's a violation of Kedusha's Hekdesh. But me'ila only applies. Me'ila has consequences to it. You have to bring a carbon. You have to pay back Kherim v'chemish. That only applies if it's something detached from the ground. If it's attached to the ground, there's no me'ila. Ain me'ila b'karkos. What's considered to be attached to the ground? There's a house attached to the ground. Talosh u'basar chibar. It was detached wood that I later attached and built a house. So the Rambam says, Kena makdish b'ayis banoi hadar bo lomal. If I'm makdish, my house at the base hamikdash, and I use it, there's no me'ila, that's like karka. What's going on? We were on such a roll. Talosh u'basar chibar is status of talosh. Avaydezara, talosh. Hesher kelim, hesher oichlim, the water that's detached in order to wash, the wall that was built from talosh u'basar chibar, talosh. When it comes to shechita, the Rambam says, if it was detached from the ground, I later attached it to the ground, that's not shechita b'mechubar, that's talosh. How come when it comes to me'ila, all of a sudden that's mechubar? A house is mechubar l'karka, there's no me'ila b'karka, there's no me'ila by a house. Why? The house was detached from the ground, I later attached. So you'll say, well, within the Rambam itself, there's a stira, not only between hechos shechita and hechos me'ila, between hechos avodah zarah and hechos me'ila. We already saw the halacha, it came up in our Gemara. A guy bows down to a house. That's Talosh. Talosh b'sof chibur is Talosh. What's the difference between Me'ila and Avodah Zarah? What's the difference between Me'ila and Shechita? Why is, with regards to Avodah Zarah and Shechita, Talosh b'sof chibur is Talosh? When it comes to Me'ila, it's Mechubar. So again here, what we have to do is distinguish between the categories, right? When it comes to Shechita, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it depends on, it has to have a Chibur Tivi. It has to have a normal, natural Chibur. If it's been detached and later attached, that's not a Chibur Tivi. That is not something that is natural. It was once held in your hand. Meaning Shechita depends on Dabar HaNikach. It doesn't mean now it has to be Nikach. What it means is it was once Nikach. Oh. If it was once Nikach, it's Kashu L'Shechita, even though now it's not. V'Yikach is Machelos Nusra Desbino. Doesn't tell me it has to be something that was never, not taken present. It has to be taken presently. What it tells me is it's something that is no longer, attached in its natural habitat. It has been detached. What do I do with it afterwards? Who cares? And the same is true with regards to Avodah Zarah. Look over here. Avodah Zarah says the Ram Perkes, Avodah Zarah, Lacha Aleph, Kosha Ainbo Tfisas Yad Adam. Meaning it was never man made. Avodah Zarah only applies to man made things. Let's say I bow down to a cow. Can the cow become holy? I can't use the cow, says the Rambam. No, it has to be man made. Kosha Ainbo Tfisas Yad Adam, below Aso Adam. Something you didn't make, Avo Pi Shenevan, Harez Mutabano. It's Mutabano, Gafichach. They're mutabano. It only becomes a desara when it is something that is man-made. That's a whole new category. A desara means man-made. If it was once detached and later attached to the ground, that's still man-made. Houses are man-made. Hills are not man-made. So the karsis shechita means it was something that was detached. This was detached. The fact that it's later attached doesn't matter. It's a davar hanikach. Mi'ila is a whole separate halacha. Me'ila depends on stuff, that's karka and metaltoid. We're back to the old categories of real estate versus movables. And if it was later attached to the ground, you're right, it might be real estate now again, and it's no longer movables. Houses are clearly real estate, right? When we say real estate, we don't mean dirt, we mean houses, we mean buildings. So me'ila depends on karka metaltoid, like kainoa, like shvua. These categories, avodah zarah and shechita, are different categories. Avodah zarah means man-made versus not man-made, a whole new category. And shechita is a davar nikach, this is not nikach. So look over here, the Rav makes this distinction, both in the Masorah Journal, and then we can see it over here in the Shurim of the Rav on Yoredeya. But he says over here, let's see the Rav on Yoredeya. According to Ramesh Salvechik, we distinguish between all these categories of Karak and Metaltu and Tolosh and Mechubar, in each category, area of Halacha might mean something else. So he says, Bedin Tolosh will be so chibrol in Shkita. What if it was detached and reattached for Shkita? And because of our Rambam, the Rambam says, he is a beautiful diak in the language of the Rambam, that a toilet kana oshein, oshakotzer tzor, or tziporen, vare hein chadim, emehem, mishum, Pagam shoyach to behem. If you detach a nail or a tooth, you can check with them. Vim notzim bekarkel lo yishchot behem. Vim shachas shchitosik sheira. If you stuck them in the ground, you shouldn't use them. But if you did, it would be kosher. Shachah behem kishayim mechubarin mitchilason. Mitchilas briyason, from the way they were created. So the Rambam here it stresses it's only no good for shkita when it's in the place that it was created. It's a chibur tivi. It's its natural place. That's not a dover hanikach. It's not something which can easily be moved around like a knife. That's the problem. So he says midvar mavur the sfira shepsum mechubal karka. When it comes to shkita, ain't no tali b'shem karka. It's nothing to do with karka metaltolin. El b'chibur tivi. It's normal place. It's a natural place. It's attached to something else, prevents it from being nikach. On my time, a helish and not sorry. You put it back in the ground. You could shecht with it. Meila is like karka and metaltolin. That's real estate versus movables. You know. And avodah zara is something else. That's man-made versus not man-made. So what do we have? We have so many categories over here. What do we have? Avodah zara is man-made versus not man-made. Shchita is davar nikach, something which can be used as a knife. Ayikach es mechalos, Lishko says benoi. Aino, shvua, right? And mi'ila, that depends on karak and metalkalim. That's three. Shabbos depends on oikar davar migidulo, versus, you know, not taking from the place where it grew. Truman Meister depends on, you know, where it's drawing nutrients from. Is it drawing nutrients from here? Then it's mechubala karak. If it's not drawing nutrients, it's detached from the ground. So that's we already have five categories, and then what do we have? We have nechassim sheyesh lahem achrayis versus nechassim shein lahem achrayis. Reliable assets versus unreliable assets. So we have six categories over here that are different things. We once had on the 100th year anniversary of the yeshiva. I think it was in 1996. So we had they went to remind everyone of who the Rosh Yeshiva were once here. So Shechter gave, even though Ravon Salvechik was here, he gave a shiur about someone else. Rav Shechter gave a shiur by Ramosh Soloveitchik, so he sent over this stickle Torah. It took him an hour to, you know, all the different categories, the karka and metaltolin, and he expanded upon the ones we. This is the expanded version. In the Masorah Journal and the Shiurim of the Rav, you don't have all these categories. Rav Shechter at that time outlined all these different things. All right, Trevor.